AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Secretary of State John Kerry will be able to get some sleep tonight now that he and negotiators from five world powers have reached a framework for a nuclear deal with Iran. But Kerry and President Obama won't really rest until the deal is done.
The political understanding with details that we have reached is a solid foundation for the good deal that we are seeking.
If we can get this done, and Iran follows through on the framework that our negotiators agreed to, we will be able to resolve one of the greatest threats to our security and to do so peacefully.
Members of Congress say they're going to be allowed to review any nuclear deal that is reached with Iran. They say they've got to be.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker says lawmakers have to be allowed to weigh in order to ensure that any agreement, quote, truly can eliminate the threat of Iran's nuclear program and hold the regime accountable. His committee will vote on a measure requiring the president to submit any agreement to Congress. It would also prohibit the president from lifting or not enforcing any congressional sanctions for 2 months. House Speaker John Boehner, meanwhile, says that Congress must review any deal with Iran before any sanctions are lifted. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A man whose family reported him missing at sea for more than 2 months was found sitting today on the overturned hull of his 35-foot sailboat 200 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Frank Jordan was able to talk to his son, Louis, who was rescued by a German tanker.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Louis. How are you doing?
I haven't heard you in so long.
Oh, man, nice to hear your voice. People have been praying for you.
This is AP Radio News. A drug-resistant stomach bug is spreading in the U.S.
Outbreaks of Shigella are not out of the ordinary, but this strain is resistant to the antibiotic most commonly prescribed for adults. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there have been more than 200 cases since last May. The most recent cases were in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and California. Many cases were traced to people who had recently traveled to the Dominican Republic, India, and other countries. For most people, Shigella is an unpleasant but temporary illness. It is a common cause of diarrhea. I'm Ed Donahue.
Three teenage girls were rescued after their car careened over a 100-foot cliff in northern Arizona and landed on top of the 16-year-old driver after she was thrown from the vehicle. The driver suffered only minor injuries because a depression in the roof of the car created a space that enveloped her when the car flipped on top of her. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.